At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Back here on Cody and Gold, it is time to head out to Arrowhead, exclusively Andy Reid, right here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Arves Bank, believing in the power of serving others.
Yeah, Coach, you kind of alluded to it with Josh. What's the reintegration plan with him? You sense that he'll be able to just get right back to start?
I think, Pete, what we'll do is just see where we're at here. And, you know, we know we've got a good player in there now, and we know what Josh is capable of and all that, so we'll just see where we're at when they get back.
We'll go next to Jesse Newell. Jesse?
Hey, Kelsey, I have a follow-up too. Hey, Andy, I wanted a couple just quick injury updates on guys. Isaiah, do you expect him back in practice this week? And then Juwan Taylor left the game against the Bills. What do you anticipate with him?
Yeah, well, I'll have to see him, but Jake and Taylor was feeling pretty good by the time he got back here and had left. So I think we'll probably be okay there.
Okay. And a quick follow-up from the Buffalo game. When Pacheco was out, you guys elevated Clyde and left Elijah Mitchell on the inactives. Can you just go over the decision there to bring Clyde up for that game?
Yeah, so we really like Elijah. Obviously, he wouldn't be here, but I think that makes a big statement there. But Clyde is, he knows all the protections. He knows all that. Not only does he know it, he's done it. And so we've seen him do it. So there's a comfort. There was a comfort there. Not that Elijah doesn't. He's a very sharp kid. So, but we just, we've seen, our guy do it. So that was the only reason why. But
we'll go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach, with Josh, how do you feel like the team has handled it, the coaches and the players alike, as far as Josh's departure and now his return?
Sure, Matt. Players always are concerned about other players' well-being. That's first of all. So, but on the other hand, they also move forward, and they don't necessarily look back. So they giddy up and go on what's there today, and let's go. And they go 100 miles an hour with that. I think it's a blend, of things. They're not dwelling on that, but they want to make sure he's okay as a human being.
And a kind of coupled with that a little bit is, What was the kind of the process for Josh coming back last week? Was there anything, maybe differently that you did or the team did, players and coaches, to kind of get him back into the building and welcome him back?
Not necessarily, no. Yeah.
We'll go next to Sam McDowell. Sam?
Hey Andy, just along those lines, like did he get some workouts in last week? Like, are you able to tell already what kind of football shape he's in already?
Yeah, Sam, I'm not gonna get into all that. I'm not telling you yes or no that he did, but I know he's been working out for sure.
Then just wondered, Jalen's played a few games now, and just wondered if you could just assess what he's done at left tackle for you.
Yeah, Sam, Jalen's he's done a nice job for us. I think just asking him to jump in after the season's been going for a couple months here is that's a tough ask, especially against the D lines we're playing. But he's done a respectable job.
We'll go to Sarin Petro next. Sarin?
I got a couple of follow-ups as well. Coach, let's just start first of all with like the playoff picture. You had a number of things that maybe could have helped you guys out this past weekend. Looked like it was maybe gonna help you out. Didn't go that way. So, is there a sense of urgency about how far you are down the standings right now? And do you sense that amongst the entire organization, the players and everybody, how urgent the situation is playoff wise?
Yeah, Sarin. I mean, in this league, I mean, every game's important, and so you've got to stay focused on that. And it doesn't matter what you project or what's happened before. You learn from your past and take care of what's going on today. We'll get the players back tomorrow, and then we're all in on Denver. So that's kind of where we're at. Is there an urgency? There should be an urgency every week. That's how this league is. There's too much parity in this league not to have urgency every week.
You guys have played a lot of games, right? Have had a lot of success. I mean, this is new for you, right? Being a three-time champion, right? So, like, as you notice that, some of the guys that have been around and had a lot of success, that sometimes maybe they need a little bit more, urging, like that the tank's just on empty because of all that you guys have accomplished?
Yeah, that's not how I feel. I feel like the guys have got good energy and we just need to clean a couple things up and we'll be okay there.
Okay, I know you've said a number of times there's only one football, right? So like, not everybody can have a giant day, but is it safe to say that you'd like to get Xavier Worthy a little bit more involved, and that would be something that could help you guys out as far as offensively if he could be more part of the equation?
Well, we try to get them all involved the best we can. Some games you're just going to have that where, they're taking somebody away, and that's how it goes. That's happened. How the coverage goes, that's how the play call goes, so on. But we're not down on Xavier Worthy. We know he's a good player, and we like to get the ball in the good players' hands. The best way we can. So it just hasn't rolled that way.
It looks like Sarin has one more for you, and then we'll go
That's
last to
fine.
Jesse.
Yeah, fire
Coach,
away.
sorry. Last one would just be Chris Jones. I mean, does he need to, find another level for you guys to be successful in the second half?
I think we all need to do better. I would say that Chris is always striving to do better every day. I mean, that's what's made him such a good player. Again, he's the guy that they're going to focus on, and if you're getting a double team, that's who's getting doubled. And so that's he's just he'll get his as we go forward. It's just important that he stays consistent and keeps working hard.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Yeah, Andy. Obviously, the bye week is a big week for self-scout for you guys. I just wondered what the biggest takeaways were when you were rewatching yourself on tape.
Yeah, I can't give you all that, Jesse, but I would tell you that we did go back and look at some of the things we can do better or some of the things that we've done well. We had a lot of good things coming up to this past week, and then there were some things there that we can definitely learn from this the last game against the Bills. So, but again, that's why we spend the time working on that stuff, but I'm not going to put it out there for sure. Good question, though.
Thank you, Coach. That's all we have for you.
All right, so that's Andy Reid on a Monday right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. He's brought to you by Arvest Bank, believing in the power of serving others. A couple things from Andy there. Then we'll get to stock up, stock down. The Josh Simmons part, it continues to be a wait and see. Like, he's with the
he
team.
He wouldn't even answer if he worked out last week and what he looked like in working out.
I think then he, towards the end of the answer, caved a little bit and said, he's been working. Like, he worked out before. Like, he tried to, it made it seem like he was working out wherever it was going on.
And he
before.
Said that Jalen Moore had done an admirable job.
Yeah.
Not gangbusters, or well, he's crushed it.
I think that's a fair assessment. He was really good the first 2 weeks, and then he had a bad performance, as everybody did, against Buffalo or so. Josh Simmons, and we'll ask Nate tomorrow. Nate Taylor will join us in studio, and we'll see when we hear from Andy again on Wednesday after they actually have been practicing. At this exact moment, I don't think Josh Simmons is playing Sunday, but that's also with very unknown, like, not a lot of information given there. So right this second, I would lean towards it being Jalen Moore one more time. I don't know.
Because we don't still technically understand the circumstances around his departure, and more importantly, what the team thought about how he handled his departure from the team and how he handled being brought back on the team when returning, because like how they think he handled it matters more than even the circumstances surrounding it. Because if anything in history tells us the way Andy Reid would operate, no chance he's starting on Sunday. Historically, he would not start a player in this spot. He would just wait an extra week or try the following week, and he would have him in reserve.
Well, unless he came back and he was actually in better shape. And last week, well, a texter is correct. They can't work out guys during the bye week. Yeah, he can still work out, though. He can still use the facility. They just cannot have the
and
coaches.
They can know that. They just can't have Reid working.
They can't have coaches working out with them legally, but or rule-wise, you know what I mean? But, like, he can still work out. So maybe that's why Andy answered it the way he did and didn't know how he could answer it. I don't
what
know.
What percentage chance would you put that he starts on Sunday? Not gets in a game at any point, because if Nick Benito's destroying Jalen Moore for half of a game, trust me, I think Josh Simmons sees the
45%. So I would lean towards Jalen Moore. So 45% that it's Simmons.
I might be more 60-40.
I want to hear Wednesday. I want to hear Wednesday. Did he practice in full? And what's the thought there? Because if Wednesday we find out he practiced in full and Andy says, yeah, he was out there with the ones. Okay, well then it's a completely different conversation. Yeah. Look, he's their best left tackle on the team.
Yes.
He's their best left tackle on the team. We know this. We just don't know where he's at physically and everything.
I also think the answer is different if you're 8-1 versus 5-4.
Totally.
I'll just be honest. I think that there's a level of desperation for a team that has been in three straight Super Bowls, doing a little self-scout in the bye week, trying to figure out where they are.
Yeah, you're the
and
eight
all of a sudden
right
you're
now.
Like,
you're the eight seed.
Maybe we don't want to like teach the lesson of jobs are earned and instead just be like, he had to step away for a personal reason. He's back with the team and he was the starter before and he's the starter now. That might be the only reason I'm 60-40. Gold, if they were 8-1, I'd be putting this like a 10% chance that Josh Simmons starts this Sunday. But because they're 5-4, I get up to 60-40 because the time and part of the season that it is and the circumstances around it just kind of change the math a little bit. And they're going to want him up and look and the matchup. This is the most difficult defensive line you're going to face all year. This is the number one sack team in the league. It happens to be most important for this game. It's the most important game on the schedule. It's the most difficult defensive line on the schedule, and you're coming out of the bye week.
Yeah, they can't win the division without a win here. It's that simple.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it goes without saying. The division, playoff-wise, it gets trickier. I don't think it eliminates from the playoffs or anything crazy like that. Division, I think the division is over if they lose Sunday. I really believe that. I mean, look, the Chargers keep winning. The Broncos keep winning. All of a sudden, the Chiefs would be sitting there at 5-5. The Broncos would have 9 wins.
Nah, I'd just be tracking the bottom teams.
It would be about just the wild card. At that point in time,
it'd be a 4-win difference between the teams.
The division is over with
November
a loss.
16th or whatever. Yes. Yeah, totally agree. And everybody, and they know that.
Yeah.
They know that for a team that's never, and look, maybe for the first time in a very long time, the Bills and the Chiefs
how
both
weird would that
won't
be?
Win their division, which would be certainly awkward.
The wild card, the 6 and 7 seeds in the playoffs. I'd be nervous
if I were the 2s and 3s. Yeah, I was going to say.
Now you say that
worst case scenario.
We say that, and those teams would have already beaten the
I know, but it's still worst case scenario. Because before the Chiefs went to the two seed, they get the Miami Dolphins, you know? You get the Pittsburgh Steelers. You get nobody's. Nobody's even won from the 2-7.
But those teams also would say, we don't care what happened in 2023. This is 2025.
Theoretically speaking, it'd be the, or hypothetically speaking, the Patriots and Chiefs, and then the Broncos hosting the Bills then.
How about that?
The Ravens hosting the, the Chargers or whoever.
The 4-5 would be
Chargers.
No, right now
Steelers are still leading the AFC North.
Now, yes, but so, the way that we think it's going to go is the Steelers are. I mean,
we'll get to that and stock up, stock down a little bit. How about that?
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to think. What is the? Because right now, obviously, the Chiefs wouldn't be in it. In the hypothetical, we're putting them in the 7, and keeping the rest of the playoff matchups the same. We're just kicking out the Jags. Yeah. Then it would actually be, believe it or not, Denver, Kansas City, 2-7. 3-6 Patriots, Bills.
Oh.
divisional.
Wow.
And then it'd be Chargers, Steelers in that 4-5.
There you go.
A rematch of Sunday Night Football.
Or Ravens, Steelers. Ravens, Chargers.
Don't forget on Mondays, 30 Hop, our Monday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Mondays, $5.99 classic burgers. 30 Hop, your new go-to American bar and kitchen with those bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios when the weather warms back up later on this week, and an unbeatable happy hour. Locations in Lee Summit, or, of course, their newest location in Merriam Grand Station down the street from us. Stop in for lunch. Stay for happy hour, 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. All right, well, stock up, stock down. All right, the reason why I said, Drew, let's get to it, is because my stock up is the Baltimore Ravens. They have won 3 in a row.
Only a game back in the division.
Only a game back. They're starting to get things going again. I still think bigger picture, we'll talk tomorrow whether or not they're a Super Bowl contender again. Should they be in that conversation? But stock up absolutely has to be on the Ravens. They're right back in the divisional race after all the mess of the start, 1-5 start to the season. They're back into a real conversation to win the AFC North. I think I didn't look at the odds today.
They were the favorites when they were 3 games back.
How far up? That's the thing. Are they massive favorites already to win the AFC North? It sure seems like they're gonna win this division.
Yeah, I mean,
they'd be four seed themselves, which means I don't think the Steelers would make the playoffs. I don't think two teams are coming out of the AFC North. Divisional odds right now over at FanDuel, Ravens -240, Steelers +250.
On one other site, they're -290.
Jeez.
And the Steelers are +260. They're still a game back in there. Mm. So yeah, the Ravens definitely feel like a playoff team again. But to your point, how serious do you take them? It's the same thing. If the playoffs ended and for some reason the Steelers still won it, and like the 5, 6, and 7 seeds end up being Ravens, Bills, Chiefs. I'm sorry, teams who finally all got to play home games. That sucks for you because you have the decided quarterback disadvantage, at least in that spot. My stock up is Dan Campbell without Ben Johnson. We learned that he took over the play calling there in Detroit, dropped 44 points after doing such.
Look, against the Commanders.
They got a bad defense. But, look, I'm not saying Dan Campbell's an offensive guru the way that they've had some other guys. But you pointed that out before. The fear over having a defensive-minded coach is that can you still be a functional offense when you lose the OC? And I think Dan Campbell has proven he can at least do that. And, by the way, he took away offensive play-calling duties at a time when...
But he's an offensive-minded coach. He just wasn't calling plays before.
I know, but we did talk about the Ben Johnson part. You're right. He's not a defensive-minded coach. But when we start looking at which version of it, I think he's got the offense up and running still.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting he took over play calling duties, even though points per game-wise, it's not like they were a bad offense before. He just wanted more hand in it?
The last 2 weeks, though, I think they hadn't scored over 21 or something. Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs slowed down. They weren't giving him the ball.
Second best offense in the league, though.
Yeah. Oh, he scored 44.
I know, but there's still, 9 other games to add.
No, I'm with you, though. Like, Dan Campbell, that was impressive. You take over and then... immediately, your offense looks great. We'll see if it's one week thing or
if it was
like a genius. The Commanders' defense has been giving up 40 to everybody. I mean, the Chiefs scored what was the score? The Chiefs laid off the gas, but 28 against them last week. I think then the Commanders just get torched as well. The Commanders just stink. Let's just call it like it is.
Yeah,
they're not a good football team. Here, the Commanders' last couple weeks. Oh, they get the Dolphins on Sunday. 44, 38, 28, 44.
Man, goodness,
that's not great. That's not great.
No.
Who's your stock up on,
what
Drew?
What is great, though? During the break, Alex Gold let me know that Adam Schefter said Joe Burrow is returning to practice today.
Today? I thought he wasn't coming back till mid-December.
He is designated to return from IR, and he has 21 days to be activated. So he might be early on schedule, actually, if we're talking 21 days from now.
Now, 21 days to count against the 53.
Sure.
Do you think they're going to use that full? That would be ahead of schedule. I thought they said mid-December.
Yeah, he would be ahead of schedule if it were 21 days. Now, will he play after being activated? You would assume
I love this. I actually love this, Drew.
Let's
go, Drew. Dude, we got a Hooters outfit on the line.
No, I don't use this
in my world.
I'm stocking up.
I love this because it's renewing hope for Drew and others. Oh. It also is great because they're going to mess around and win just enough games to pick 15th or so in the draft, not have a top 10 pick. They have the Steelers, the Patriots, the Ravens, then the Bills December 7th. So
that's
possibly
a tough stretch. Here's
also why I'm happy. It's not like Joe Flacco hasn't been putting up points last time I checked. The issue is not the offense.
42, 38, and 33.
Don't remind me, please.
Their defense has given up 31, 39, and 47. So that's why
they've lost 6 or 7 games.
Good for you, though. Good for you.
At Pittsburgh versus New England, at Baltimore, at Buffalo versus Baltimore. My God.
The good thing is
that doesn't even matter if Joe Burrow comes back. They're not winning a good chunk of those games.
The good thing, though, is that this essentially they play Pittsburgh again this weekend. Let's say Joe Flacco beats them. The division is wide open at
that Ravens,
point. Wide open because the Bengals do play the Ravens directly, where all of a sudden those two games are going to mean a whole heck of a lot for both of them.
Don't do this to yourself, man. Yeah. Don't do this to yourself.
My stock down also ironically has something to do with the stock up, apparently.
Who's your stock down?
The stock down's the Buffalo Bills because I don't know what it is, and I know that I have come across on this show as a Josh Allen hater.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about this Buffalo Bills team that makes me just they're not that good, and I know that Josh Allen is a very good quarterback. But if it's the defense, if it's the recycling of old players that they have coming back, it's the offensive line doesn't look as good. There's something about this team that looks more vulnerable. And as far as I'm concerned, they don't look like a team that is capable of making it to a Super Bowl. Just based on what we've seen this year, I know that they beat the Chiefs, but it took their best game of the season collectively on defense. And they still only won by a touchdown, and the Chiefs played bad. So it feels like the Bills are even more so after this weekend. I'm not buying any stock in the Buffalo Bills. I'm selling all that I have now, and dare I say replacing it with
Bengals
somebody
stock.
Else. But
text line is right. This is the most excited they've heard Drew in months. He's got a big smile on
his
face.
Made my day today by saying that.
He's got
Alex.
A smile
Thank
on
you.
His face, feeling good. All right, my stock down is something that happened in overtime in Berlin yesterday.
I don't understand why teams
You and I were talking about this before the show, and I think this is, in this case, Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Falcons. Overtime rules, we all know they got changed because the Bills complained. And why are you taking the ball first in overtime? Why in the new format? Why is any team taking the football first? The Falcons did. They go 3-and-out. Bills marched down the field. Remember, the Bills could have just kicked a field goal, and they did. That was it. That was the end of it. They why not give yourself the opportunity to know what you have to have?
So it's so weird.
Are we sure that he actually knows that? Are we going back to this?
What do you mean? We have a million smart people in here. What's funny is, they got screwed twice. They did a coin toss. It got screwed up. The Colts had won the toss. The Colts had given the Falcons the ball first. They were like, oh, no, the wrong team called the toss.
Yeah.
We screwed it up. Falcons, please call it. They won the toss and still took the ball. So, it makes no sense. It is the worst. It is easily one of the dumbest strategy things teams do. Gold, and I can't understand it. Because it's very simple. There's a massive advantage in knowing what the other team did. The Colts knew that they scored a touchdown. They knew that all they had to get was a field goal. They punted the ball. They had a million yards and a billion seconds to work with. And they knew all they had to do was get a field goal. And the four down, and knowing if you have four downs to work with, let's say it's 4th and 25 and you screwed up and Jonathan Taylor got the touchdown. Well, at least now you know to go for it on the 4th and 25. Probably aren't going to win the game, but at least you have a chance. Teams are stupid, man.
What's your stock down?
Stock down. My own body. The stock is plummeting. We've talked about the Super Bowl.
Your own body.
Yeah, we've talked about the Super Bowl and the issues that come with that. That's not even the problem I'm solving tomorrow. I will be gone from the show for a few days because I'm having surgery.
Okay.
On a hernia that I've had for more than a decade.
Jeez.
It's lived with me for a very long time.
Dude,
I've had it checked
years.
Out. I've had it checked out. And they were like, it's fine. Until they were like, I don't think it's fine anymore. Time to get the old operation. So tomorrow, I have to have hernia surgery on my abdomen. Takes like an hour long to do it. I'm falling apart.
So you are
falling apart.
So you're going to be gone for like a week or so.
Or I'm getting fixed. Look at it that way.
Yeah. So you're going to be gone for a week or so. That's what we were teasing earlier on the show. It's not an FBI house arrest situation or anything.
Or is it? And I'm just using this
maybe, yeah.
Cover.
Are you telling the truth?
I'm getting fake doctor's notes.
I'm glad you're getting it corrected. 10 years, dude. What? You didn't ever think, you know what?
That's maybe crazy.
You ever were like looking there. You're like, you know what? This is probably something I should get cleaned up.
Oh, I've thought about it plenty of times. But you know what it is? We've talked about this before. You ever have like a squeaky door?
For sure.
And you're like, today's the day.
It's a problem.
I'm getting some WD-40 and I'm going to fix that squeaky door. And you're like, no, you're not. Shut up. You're just going to live with it.
Yeah.
Because you just kind of get used to things.
All right. Anybody that's had hernia surgery, give some advice.
How bad?
Recovery.
How bad are we looking here?
Recovery advice. Abdomen. Yeah. Recovery advice for Cody for the abdomen. Is there anything he should be doing right after? Obviously not be doing.
Good things to entertain myself with because I'm going to be, you know, couch bound for several days. You got some stuff that can keep me entertained?
Some of these texts. The first text. Someone said they had a buddy who had a hernia for 5 years. He showed him the size of a grapefruit.
Grapefruit? That's even bigger than mine. That's crazy.
There's a drop. There's a drop. Thank you. We're back, baby.
We're back for one show, and we're back in action. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Someone says all this screaming might have caused this, Cody.
What about your students? Someone said you're just not going to...
Well, there was no class for Veterans Day. That's part of the reason.
Okay.
Originally, Odyssey, that's a company holiday, so like I didn't have to put in sick time for that.
We'll be on the air tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, you guys will be on the air. But so... No class on Veterans Day, and I just told them no class on Veterans Day.
Someone said no more screaming on the radio, Cody, and no more singing. I kind of like that one. No more singing. I like that one. That's a good suggestion.
I might have to take a break from the screaming. I don't really know how this is going to feel.
Yeah, like I wonder, like, is this one of those where, like, coughing is going to be painful for a while or
Somebody who I had told I was having the hernia surgery said, I don't think you realize how much you use your stomach area.
Oh, no.
And you're going to find out real fast.
I'll have to text my dad. So my dad had hernia surgery in his abdomen as well. I don't think it'll get back to me in time, obviously.
All right, paid good money for school, virtual classes from the hospital bed. I'm Hugh Freeze all of a sudden. I gotta be doing virtual class on Thursday.
You gotta go home the same day, or do you have to stay in the hospital?
I gotta go home the same day, but you're supposed to take it real easy.
Someone says, Cody, if they've had it, it's a pain in the ass, but you'll feel much better after. It takes a week before, or they had mine a week before surgery. 10 years is insanity. I can't get over that thing because I didn't know it was 10 years. Yeah. Since I've known you, I've known you've had it.
Yep.
And you said I've had it for 10 years. That's crazy.
So when I went to all these doctor's appointments and they said, can you tell me exactly, do you remember like what caused it? I said, I can't even begin to describe this. I've had this so long, I don't even remember when I got it. Like, I don't remember, like, the time and place in which, because hernias either get bigger over time or stay the same size. So it was really small when I first
got it. That's even bigger than mine.
It was really small when I first got the hernia, and you barely noticed it, and then it's slowly gotten bigger.
Are you amazed how many people have had hernia surgery?
Well,
not that they've had it, but there's, like, 5 or 6 texts, people saying they had hernia surgery within the last 2 weeks. Someone just had hernia surgery last Tuesday.
Were we all just getting them? Is it like a...
Well, most people
don't... Is this the time of the year?
Most people don't wait a decade, so if they have it, they get it fixed quick.
I swear I had it looked at by a doctor, and they were just like, eh, you're fine.
Someone says, sneeze.
It doesn't hurt?
Cody, they said, no sneezing and farting. It's going to hurt.
Oh, sneezing would be... That would suck.
Yeah, I mean, I can't... Those are uncontrollable things.
There's also a bad time of the year to not have, like, the sneezing with like, the change in temperatures and everything like that.
Yeah, you get, like, the sniffles.
Yeah.
If you got any suggestions for what kind of things I can
just make Emma bring you food constantly. Just sit on the couch and just eat ice cream and whatever else. I don't know why ice cream, but just eat whatever you want.
I specifically did not watch the first 2 episodes of Pluribus, the new Vince Gilligan show, because I was like, I'll have those for when I'm sitting on the couch. Have you watched from the creator of Breaking Bad? He's got a new show on Apple TV.
No, I did not know this. What's it called?
And it's got Rhea Seahorn from Better Call Saul in it. It's called Pluribus, and it's like it's like a happiness virus. I don't know if it's a virus. Like I've specifically been trying to avoid any kind of like early spoiler on it. But
a lot of people recommending. Do you have a recliner?
There's one in the basement.
You might want to bring that up now while you can still carry it. Bring the recliner up. They said you're going to want a recliner so you don't have to keep getting up and down off the couch. Like that'll be painful, like sitting up. See, people are trying to help you. Someone else said,
wear
compression pants. They said you'll swell up a little bit.
Oh, man, this is going to suck.
His hernia is in his abdomen, though. I don't think that he's not having the same hernia surgery you had, man. It's different hernias.
Somebody says, I'm a certified medical assistant for a general surgeon who does this. Pretty simple. Rest, stool softeners, nothing over 5 pounds.
Well, the lifting makes sense, yeah.
They warned already like 6 times about the stool softeners. Like, look, listen, I'll tell you. Between the pain medication, like taking pain pills, and anesthesia, they're just like, that ain't going to be a good situation. You're like, what? What's this?
What, you're going to have painful poops?
I think it's just like,
you're going to have to, this is going to be a weird week when you come back. We're going to have all these questions.
I'll give you a breakdown of, not that big of a breakdown, but I'll let you
Getting
know.
Out of bed, someone said, will be the hardest. You'll do fine. Best of luck. Yeah. So all the best with the surgery, but Cody's going to be gone for about a week. Hopefully it's just a week. Everything goes well, I'm sure. And he will get that corrected and it'd be all good to go. Maybe that's what's holding you back in the hot dog derby, Cody. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm lighter and faster and back for next year.
He comes and wins it. Oh my God.
Hernia free.
That would be incredible.
Jeez. All right. Up next, let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in baseball with another gambling scandal and the random question of.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Of the day. Well, the text line is at a level we haven't seen in a bit.
I gotta say, they
913-586-7965.
Not making me feel great about this surgery tomorrow. Pretty much just saying my life's gonna be miserable for a week.
Yeah, no, everybody's the surgery is gonna be fine. If you're just tuning in, Cody is gonna be on for a week or so. He's having hernia surgery.
Threatening swollen testicles and
people
lack
just
of
warning
rates.
You of potential symptoms. Everybody's saying the surgery is gonna be fine. It's just you might be uncomfortable for a couple days.
Sounds like it.
And for a week or so.
I've been trying to set up the kids so that they're like prepared, yeah. because they're like, give us a piggyback. And I'm like, hey,
heck
look.
Heck no.
All this stuff, like, bad news for you guys. That whole.
Is your wife going to be around more, hopefully, to like be able to take care of some
for
of
the
that?
For the first couple of days. Yeah, she's not, you know, she's got to go back to work eventually. Yeah. Fortunately for us, because you and I, we've been doing this show for like 5 years and sick time rolls over to Odyssey Incorporated. I had an absolutely bonkers amount of sick time available for this, at least. So good news for me. I didn't have to like find vacation days to make it work. I had enough hours to get it done. I'll just be sitting on the couch. They make you move around a little bit because they don't want you to get like infections and stuff. They want you to walk around a little bit. And it's supposed to be a little bit warmer, so maybe I'll not walk the dog because I'm not insane. when my dog tugs on the... I said not that, but I'll move around the house a little.
I would just park your ass on the couch for 5 days.
Yeah, that's probably the plan, man. Drew wants me to call in all pain-pilled up on like Thursday on the show.
Well, I mean, my guess is they're giving you some good stuff.
I think it would be an interesting abdominal surgery.
You probably, some good stuff.
Probably.
To give your Chiefs-Broncos prediction, maybe is...
Yeah, just the score prediction. Like, they freaking... He's going to have to bleep it. He's going to curse. That Bo Nix guy is trash.
He's Broncos, it's going to be...
Or I'm just going to sound like miserable, like, hey, guys... Talk real quiet.
People are asking who's filling in. I'll have a combination. Logan's going to fill in for a couple days with me. Bink's going to fill in for a few days. So yeah, we'll be good. We'll be good. Just weird timing. Obviously, I just got back and just, you know, life happened.
I just can't believe there's like three different people on the text line saying they had hernia surgery in the last week.
Yep.
Like, what the hell's going on? Everyone just getting them at the same time. Somebody says say hi to their mom. So they're getting their damaged ACL meniscus fixed.
I'm sure it's the same place.
Same hospital.
Same doctor. Same time. Exactly.
What's up, person's mom from the text line?
We will get to the random question of the day here in about 8 minutes or so. Do not forget, though, if you're thinking about where to go for lunch, you're obviously thinking about dinner as well, 30 Hop is our Monday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. $5.99 classic burgers. Where else are you going to find that? 30 Hop's your new go-to with those bold flavors. Local taps, expansive patios, an unbeatable happy hour. They're a proud lunch partner of the show. Stop in for lunch, stay for happy hour, 30hop.com. That's 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, big patio. Again, $5.99 classic burgers today. All right, so let's get into what's going on in Major League Baseball. This story happened initially, the original reporting, like probably 2 months ago at least, maybe 3 months ago.
June or July is when they got suspended by baseball.
Back. It's been,
borderline six months. Yeah.
Okay. And it involved Emmanuel Clase, one of the best closers in baseball, and Luis Ortiz, another reliever for the Guardians, in which they are allegedly involved in a scheme to commit fraud and money launder by intentionally throwing balls in certain situations. For those that don't bet, there is micro bets out there through the various apps where you can bet right before a pitch. Will this be a strike, a ball? Will it be a pitch 90 to 95 miles an hour? Will it be a pitch 85 to 90? All these micro bets. And now as we're finding out, much like on the NBA side with unders, these can be manipulated if you have bad actors. And here we are, allegedly Emmanuel Clase was intentionally in certain instances telling people ahead of time, hey, by the way, this first pitch when I get in tonight is going to be a ball. And there's video evidence people have had to match it up, and it looks so obvious. It just does.
They bury the ball a foot before the
And it's not just the video. It's the fact that you add in, all right, video of a ball. Then I tell you in that same pitch, there was unusual betting activity on it being a ball, and it doesn't look good. Hence why the FBI has arrested both of these individuals. Serious punishment, obviously, on the table.
Yep.
But what I don't get, other than just why are you cheating, okay, is... reportedly, they did this over $5,000 in some circumstances. $5,000 that I'm going to throw a ball and they're going to get a kickback of $5,000. Now, there are other people that were profiting way more potentially, but why, if you're Emmanuel Clase, other than just greed, or maybe you were in gambling debt with the wrong people that are involved in this scheme, and we don't know who the others are. We only know these two names, like not who the non-baseball players are that were behind the scenes doing this fraud as well.
Do we think
$5,000? You're jeopardizing your career, your life. I mean, legitimately, these guys could go to prison for a decade or more. Possibly.
They face up to 65 years in prison. I don't think they'll actually get that, obviously. The report claims that they had their inner circle and occasionally themselves so they could quietly cash out their winnings. Mm-hmm. Defendants allege greed not only established an unfair advantage, obviously, but then obviously the reputation. I wonder if what needs to happen. And look, I assume there'll be some like congressional hearings over some of this stuff. Because now this is the NBA and Major League Baseball.
I mean, Adam Silver already had a speech in front of Congress.
Uh-huh. And so, like, I assume there'll be a little bit more of it. I think if you're in these leagues, you got to kind of come together and just decide. And this is what's going to happen. This is what happens when something new comes in, the same as when, like, alcohol became legalized or anything else that is a chosen, not vice, but, like, a freedom of choice thing, right? As in, I get the option to choose if I drink alcohol or the option to sports bet. Is that you're going to have to find it so that, like, it's hard to cheat. And if you do, then the punishments are so severe that you have to do this. Because part of this makes no sense to me. The idea of risking your entire life, taking away your entire livelihood. Emmanuel Clase was considered to be, like, one of the best closers in baseball 2 years ago.
I think he was the reliever of the year.
Yeah, they because of that, gave him a raise, bought out his arbitration. He was making almost $5 million last year. You're doing it for $5,000?
Now someone...
You had $5 million. And I know it's like, I don't know, two after taxes and agent fees or travel or, I don't know, gloves or I don't care, whatever you got to buy. That's a lot of money. $5,000 ain't worth it.
Someone says it's not about the $5,000 for the player. It's about whatever their friends were making. It's like putting your friends on without coming out of pocket. I get what you're saying. Obviously, there are others pocketing more. I'm just saying he's still, like, however you want to, like, characterize it, he still jeopardized his freedom and his career in his case for $5,000. Yeah, like, he might have been helping others out. I understand what you're saying. That's true.
And to help his boys.
For sure. No question. But still, he jeopardized his life and career for that. Just how stupid are you if, in fact, he did what they say he did?
That's the problem.
And it's not just him. It's Ortiz, too. He's just not the name. But Luis Ortiz is also the other name.
Yes, he's also guilty of it. And look,
well, accused of being.
Accused of being.
He might be guilty.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Accused of the exact same thing. Now, here's my guess.
Yeah.
Is that probably one of them is already doing it. He's like, hey, man, you want to make quick $5,000?
Possibly.
Make quick $10,000? I don't think that they just happen to be on the same team together doing the same thing at the same. It was obviously a scheme that they decided to run together at the same time. And yeah, a horrible, horrible, horrible mistake by them. And everybody never thinks they're going to get caught. But I'll just tell you right now, like for a micro betting, do you know how easy it is to find? There aren't that many people betting $5,000 on a first pitch ball or strike.
Right.
And
well, a lot of books won't even let you.
Yeah. And he can't be. And like for a reliever, it's even more obvious because you can't bet on that until they're getting ready to come in. And so like you have to just agree if you're class A, hey, if I come into the game tonight, know that the first pitch I throw is going to be a ball. Like the first pitch I throw is going to be a ball. So you got to be on your phone, ready to go, ready to put the bet in. And then just immediately it makes no sense. It's just,
And we'll get more background, I'm sure, as the investigation continues. You know, people are speculating and who knows, we don't know the exact reasoning behind it. You know, are they in gambling debt or let's call it like it is. Some of these ball players we're mentioning, they come from different backgrounds than another player. And so what is their family history? What is their family involved in or not involved in? And what are they being pressured? Are they being threatened? Like, we don't know all the circumstances that go into it. I doubt Emmanuel Clase one day decided to wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to do something that I know is probably illegal. Like there's probably, whether it's greed, whether it's a family problem, whether it's debt, life's being threatened. We don't know. We're going to find out as time goes on.
And it could just be idiots making bad decisions, which certainly takes place as well. But
they
got to protect the integrity stuff. That's going to be big, big, big for these.
This stuff
leagues.
Gets flagged so easily now. It just does, unless they're betting offshore. It gets flagged so easily. So you're not like, there's somebody right now, I don't know who it is, somebody in one of the leagues right now is doing something similar. Okay, right now.
Now's your chance. Stop.
And they haven't been caught yet.
Yeah.
But if you're doing anything like this and your buddies or you are betting through a legal platform, it is going to catch up to you. There is no like, oh, they're never going to get me anymore. No, that it will absolutely get flagged.
Look, if I were Class A's buddy, I could probably get away with, and this goes back to the greed thing, I could probably get away with making $300 bets.
Well, sure. Sure.
Every third time he relieves and nobody would ever catch it. It'd be like, oh, the third time, and then, absolutely, hey, let's wait four games this time, and then back to one game this time, and I just happen to be betting my $250 or whatever. But, like, that's why it doesn't
make sense.
It's
when you tell a bunch
of
other people. I mean, it goes back to the NBA investigation. Yeah, like, if Jontay Porter was doing the same thing he's accused of doing the unders, and you're just his best friend. Now, this would still be illegal, but, like...
And you shouldn't do it, but yes.
If you were just best friend, and you were every game he was playing, you individually were betting $250 on unders, nobody's catching you. But it still would be illegal, but... That's not the issue. The issue is when there's 10 other people, 20 other people doing it, and they're all betting $10,000 or again, nobody's letting you take a $10,000 bet, but you get my point. Betting $500, $1,000, and all of a sudden there's $15,000 on the line for that one particular random player. That's going to raise some red flags.
And the problem is that all this cycles back to the same thing, which is the biggest risk population anyway in this. The fact that athletes are doing this and willing to do it points to the fact that, look, let's be honest, that a ref or an umpire would be a easier target. If I were looking for someone to impact the game to bet illegally, that would be an easier target of someone to, they don't make nearly as much money. They would be easier to influence. They have more influence over the game, hypothetically, even than just one guy's in there. So like that, like people fear that like, if you see anybody doing it, that it's happening everywhere.
And that's so, what's like, an unfortunate thing is whether it's a bad call in a game, whether it's this, that anytime there's something that they just don't like the call, it's this guy's clearly rigging it or whatever. And that, you're right, that sucks. That part really, really sucks. It opens Pandora's box when you have this. This is why it's the biggest threat to any of the sports leagues is the integrity of the sport. That's the only thing that would ever bring down these leagues. They're so powerful. That's it, is if there was vast evidence of stuff like this happening. Right now, it is still a select few, but I think we'd be naive to think that there's not going to be other cases where guys get popped. Whether it's baseball, I don't know, but NBA,
especially in college, basketball, it's happening.
It seems like it's happening more in basketball. You, maybe it's just easier to control.
Well, player individual props. I mean, is what it is. I mean, I think mentioned this during the NBA stuff. Then we can get to random question of the day. Right now, it's probably not a ton of public knowledge, but if you go on there, you can look. There's some articles. In the next 6 months, there's going to be a massive grouping of college players caught up in a scandal. There's already
rumors and speculation.
That's going to happen. And so, like, I'm fully expecting that in the next 6 months, there's going to be a couple smaller colleges and players that are going to be charged with very similar crimes.
Because, and again, it doesn't matter the school, but yeah, it could happen.
Random question.
Random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. So as it relates to the upcoming hernia surgery, I was trying to do some stuff.
Random question about this?
I was trying to do some housework, right? Trying to get myself all squared away before I am, limited to how much I can lift or activity I can do for, I think it's like 6 weeks or something. That they say, you're kind of limited physically on the lifting and all the other stuff. So
no sex for 6 weeks for Cody.
I don't know if they said that. They haven't clarified that yet. We'll see. But so the way you look at housework, I got to do some stuff because I know I can't do some others, right? Like I know I can't get to it. And I was telling Drew, and so the random question I have today is, am I an idiot or should I pay someone to do this? Or is this normal home ownership behavior? I trim the wisteria. I got that big wisteria.
Okay, yeah.
And I told Drew that I cut a hole on accident on my shoe using the chainsaw.
No.
Because... it was a small hole.
After all the crap we've given Drew about having mowing the yard with no, you're the one that
I
is
had a shoe
about
on.
To cut your foot off.
It protected me.
Oh my.
The shoe worked.
Why is the chainsaw that low to your foot?
So the way the wisteria works and the way the ladder works is, in order to properly cut the wisteria up near the house line, I sit on the roof, place my feet on the pergola, and then trim along the fence line or along the wisteria line near the roof line. In order to get it, I've done it a million times. I use a pole saw to kind of shave the top. Mm-hmm. And then I use a standard ladder and the corners to try to trim the rest. But on that particular part, I kind of have to sit operating a chainsaw while sitting on the roof. And what I'm trying to decide is this the kind of thing we all do and nobody wants to admit? Or do I just need to stop doing this kind of stuff because I'm 41 years old and it's time to maybe take this life?
You were walking on the roof with a chainsaw.
I was sitting on the roof with a chainsaw.
Yeah, no, just.
It has a safety, so I'm not going to accidentally turn the chainsaw off.
One of our listeners, I know for a fact, does a lot of tree trimming and everything. In fact, I believe he trimmed some trees in my parents' house.
Oh,
somebody
yeah, okay.
Listens to the show. You guys know who that is. And so I would say just hire somebody.
You say it's time?
Yeah.
I think there's a time in my life in which I think the risk is worth it. Hanging your own Christmas lights or that kind of stuff, where you feel a little more invincible.
Where the chainsaw, draw the line there. I've used a chainsaw before, but I'm not also on a roof while using it.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable using a chainsaw. That part's fine. I probably shouldn't be sitting on my roof, feet placed on the pergola to give myself some balance while using the chainsaw.
Yeah, I think you've hit...
That might be too much.
I think there's more people who are probably in the same boat as you, Cody, where this is something that they
do. Someone says, I do it every project. I don't bleed, I don't succeed. That's how they put the project.
Oh, that's a crazy line. But there's more people, I think, who are in the same boat as you, Cody, where rather than pay somebody, I'll just do it myself. And as long as I don't get hurt, then it's okay because I'd rather save the $100 or $75 or whatever it costs.
I don't know if they'd cost me to trim wisteria. Probably the same as it would cost to trim a tree because it's quite...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's quite expansive.
I just think, man.
And difficult to get to.
That toe, you're lucky.
Someone said pole saw in your shoe is crazy.
I know. So I used to use a pole saw there, and you could kind of stand below and do it rather than do it on the roof. You still got to get on the roof to get the top part of it. So I could get the roof line with the pole saw. It's so much slower. I don't want to be out there for 14 hours trimming this wisteria bush. So I got the chainsaw. So I'm like, now we can really rip through this thing. We can get some progress.
Yeah, rip right through your shoe, yeah.
It was a small cut in the shoe, and I'm fine.
Your nice pair of shoes, or were you wearing your crappy ones?
Old shoes, so we're okay there. Yeah. Normally, I'm doing yard work. So,
Drew, see, this is why shoe has to be on if you're ever using the chainsaw.
Look, okay, I will say, I was going to say there's the levels to it, but I think that, I mean, if we're talking blade from a mower or chainsaw,
both are going to chop the foot.
Someone says no more manual labor for you. Someone just says you can't live in fear. Have at it.
In general, I agree with that philosophy, but I don't know about, you know, being on the roof with a chainsaw when someone else can just do this.
Specifically, my wife did say that she had to be home while I was doing that. She didn't want me to just like, you know, fall off
the roof. Cody, this is a hell of an offer.
They're offering the services.
They will trim the tree for free if you promise to never sing on air again.
Hey, forever? You'll trim the wisteria every year? But content. Oh, man. How much do you charge normally, you know?
Someone else says, Venmo me $100. I'll be there next week.
$100? I mean, look, if it was $100, I'd have paid somebody. If that's the price, that's low enough. I was worried it was going to be like trimming a tree. It was going to be like $300-$400. I thought it was going to be, because it is a pain in the ass to get to. You've been to my house.
Yeah.
It sits on a hill, so there's no flat place to put a ladder. Mm-hmm. It is not an easy thing to trim. Every year, I'm like, I do it twice a year. I sit up on the roof for a huge chunk of the project. I'm not saying it's safe, but I do this every year, twice a year, in perpetuity.
Someone said, just at least buy the steel toe shoes.
Okay, there you go. If that's a suggestion, I'll send that. If I'm going to operate a chainsaw while sitting on a roof with my feet, then at least get steel-toed boots. I can hear that.
If the $100 offer is real, there's your answer. Just what do you spend the $100 and let somebody else that knows what they're doing do this.
From the 913, don't love that Cody has access to power tools. I'm handier than you think in that regard. I can like operate a power tool. I'm not like.
A lot of people were asking, how did you get the hernia? Were you lifting power? Where were you? What power tools? What were you doing, man?
Power lifting? Is
it power lifting? Yeah. Cody was out there power lifting 10 years ago.
As I told you, hernias usually can start kind of small and then maybe get bigger over time. And I've had it so long that it's gotten bigger over time. I don't remember. I don't remember anymore.
This person said they'll sit on my couch counting your $100. are you Zach, the person who I sold the couch to? Because if so, then he's telling the truth, Cody.
Yeah, I mean, for $100, I'm probably out the game, but it just matters. Somebody says they make powered pole saws. Just get a better pole saw. Spend the investment. That's what I did with the chainsaw. Speed myself up. My pole saw is not good enough for, you know, that part. You're going to cut that, aren't you? That's
yes, I will.
Someone says, why don't you just cut it down? No, I like the wisteria. It looks nice. It's a good feature in the house.
Yeah?
Yeah, looks good. I don't want to get rid of it.
Welcome back, Alex.
It's going to be back, man. It's going to be back. We've had some moments already today. And then Cody's gone for a week, and then we'll be full go again. Then it's Thanksgiving. I mean, it's that time of the year.
It's just a weird time.
It's a weird month. I mean, admittedly, November's going to be a weird month for the show, all right?
I didn't want to be gone.
It was not planned this way, obviously, when I was gone, that this was going to happen. And obviously, he wasn't planning on surgery, for crying out loud.
No, I wasn't.
So, you know, it happens. Life happens.
I still can't believe 10 years.
Yeah, that's insane.
Had a long time.
That is the random question.
It's going to feel like cutting off a limb, you know? It's been there so long. Not going to know how to feel.
Up next, Andy Reid was asked about the bye week. He didn't give much of an answer on the self-scout, obviously, but we'll talk about some of the requests that we have post-bye week for the Chiefs.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late.
SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.